This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Jeff Sundu
and Christine Wong.
Have you been on a shopping spree? Do you plan to go on a shopping spree? It's the weekend coming up, of course. SST is coming on September 1st. Will you be buying something? If you've already bought something, do let us know. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Any more messages?
No. People have been shopping.
They're out buying stuff, clearly.
It's real quiet.
They're out shopping.
But let's stick with Instagram and InstaStory and all things good, and let's talk about what the New York Public Library are doing right now.
Yeah, so what the New York Public Library is doing is they're actually using Instagram Stories feature to make classic novels more accessible and enticing to read. Their idea is that maybe this will help the younger generation be introduced to some of these classic novels as well. They've teamed up with the ad agency Mother in New York to create what they call Insta-novels.
Nice.
So they've turned classic pieces of literature into animated digital novels illustrated by various visual artists. So what you do is you go to their Instagram page and you look at their story. You hold the screen to read a page. You lift your finger to turn it. There's like a little section on the bottom right corner marked as the place to hold your thumb. And I actually did go and check this out. What is really nice is that the first book that they've done is Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Ooh.
But the spot where you put your thumb on actually animates and changes based on like the content of what you're reading. So it's like a keyhole at first, and then it turns into a clock, and then it turns into a teapot and everything. It's really adorable and really nicely done. And also it's nice because where you put your thumb or your finger doesn't block the text. So it's really
brilliant.
Nice. They've also managed to keep a lot of the format of the original book as well, because some of the poems in the book are based on shape, and they've managed to keep that because of this animated style. If you're a fast reader, you can just let it play and just watch the animation go. It's lovely. So over the next couple of months, it will also release the digital versions of The Yellow Wallpaper, which is a short story by Charlotte Perkins, and The Metamorphosis, which is a novella by Franz Kafka. And once they're done, because stories are temporary, they'll also be collected as highlights, which will basically like be a virtual bookshelf so you can go back and read them on
Brilliant
another
idea.
Date. And it's so lovely. Honestly, the animation is great. The way they've done everything is great. The one thing that I guess might be an issue is if people can't see very well, the font might be slightly too small, but you know, honestly, it feels really intuitive and lovely. And the idea behind this was that from the way you turn the pages to where you rest your thumb while reading, the experience is actually it feels like you're reading a real paperback novel anyway. It's nice.
Really nice. I'm checking it out.
Everybody's engrossed in it because we're all checking it out.
I'm hooked onto this. I'm definitely following the New York Public Library.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
Really smart.
To get people who
Good
might
job.
Not interact with traditional novels to interact with it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it really, especially with books like this, I feel like the choices of books that they're introducing this feature with are fantastic because, for example, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, like I said earlier, really
great
relies
visual,
on visual formatting
and
Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka as well has really great visual storytelling elements in that I'm excited to see. So you know, I really hope that they continue on with this, and I really hope that you know we begin to see maybe even like Shakespeare plays, you can see like the dialogue come up like you know with different characters and stuff. I would love to see more of this. Like good job.
The only thing though, like InstaStory only lasts for 24 hours before they have to save it as a highlight on their page itself. So at this point of time they have done Alice Part 1 as a highlight, so even if after 24 hours you will probably can still see it on their page. So yeah, I love this because you know what better way to spend your time on Instagram than you know
reading a book,
right? Because it's an instant novel.
So intuitive,
amazing stuff.
I really love it.
Good
Smart
job.
Yeah,
we like this. Ladies and gents,
this.
Don't forget we're asking you a question.
It's trippy too.
It's trippy.
Yeah,
is
yeah
it?
It's very
Alice's
trippy
Adventures
too. Yeah,
Wonderland.
It's Alice's
always going to be.
It's trippy. Pretty nice.
Let us know, are you out buying stuff over the next few days? 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter and InstaStory at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. Shall we have some music? Let's have a little bit of The Strokes with The Modern Age here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. When we get back, no, the internet has not destroyed our attention spans. There is new research indicating that humans have always been terrible at what, Christine?
Huh?
Yeah, focusing. There you go. You are listening to Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.